அட போச்சே.
ஹாய், ஹலோ. Why am I so what if we say fuck you? ஒரு கேள்வியை கேட்டு சைலண்டா
இருந்தீங்கன்னா வந்து இந்த வாரம் வரல பிகாஸ் ஹீஸ் காட் ஃபேமிலி
கமிட்மென்ட்ஸ்.
அடுத்த வாரம் வர
மாட்டான்.
என்னோட ஐடியா என்னன்னா basically it's நம்ம ஒண்ணும் அவரை பெரிய புருத்திஸ்லாம் இல்ல,
அவரை பெரிய புருத்திஸ் இல்ல, அவரை பெரிய புருத்திஸ்
அவ்வளவு பெரிய.
ஆனா சவுண்ட் செக் பண்ணும்போது the audio level here is awesome. பீட்டர் கக்க நம்மள பத்தி தெரியல அபி தேக்கு.
I'm just professional. No, but seriously, the topic is like, I thought it would be a good opportunity for Nergal who are listening to us and watching our TikToks and watching our YouTube shorts, YouTubes, to actually get to know us better and actually understand who we really are.
Yeah.
Minus Jawar.
Actually, I had a joke. Why do they call it YouTube shorts? Why not YouTube track fans?
Track fans.
Yes, serious, what's your question, my friend? சாரி, ஃப்ளோவில் வந்துச்சு. சொல்
தொடரா.
இவர் வந்து பாகுபலியில் வந்து ஃபர்ஸ்ட் படத்தில் வந்து வில்லனாக வராரு. ஹி கேம் டு கான்கர் மகிழ்மதி.
ஸோ யா, தட்ஸ் த ஹோல் ஐடியா ஐ ஹேவ். லைக் கேன் வி ஜஸ்ட் ஃப்ரீ ஸ்டைல் அண்ட் ஆஸ்க் க்வெஸ்சன்ஸ் தட் வீவ் நெவர் ஆஸ்க்ட் பிஃபோர் மீ. பிகாஸ் வீவ் நோன் ஈச் அதர் ஃபார் வாட்.
உனக்கு
Monica.
Oh, oh.
Right.
What does Monica say?
Friends Monica.
Oh. You don't watch Friends, right? Here and there you watch, right?
Here and there you
watch. I mean, I shall not answer that. And, yeah. But yeah, I foresee this to be a bit more intimate and a bit more, open as to like what we want to know about each other and what we can share to our audiences.
Mm.
So let's go.
Yeah.
Neither idea when they kill you are just panna neither start first la.
Kunji says na. If you all are given $10 billion, right? What would you do with the $10 billion?
Spend it.
five things that you do with the $10 billion.
I would start a business.
Okay.
Because I won't be of the mindset where the pano irukku, then I can just retire and do what I want. I'll think of ways to grow it. How many things? Five things. Starting a business is considered one. Wow.
Yeah, we bring it out to three.
Okay, three. Start a business, donate. I mean, and I won't include taking care of loved ones and family either, because I think that's too obvious. Mm-mm. Start a business, donate to needy or less fortunate people within my radius. And if I can sustain it, I'll expand the radius and try to do something for dogs, less fortunate dogs like canines. before you'll crack any stupid jokes.
I'm K Bharat.
You're also K Nayanthara.
Meow.
Funny, because you had one becomes a kid.
Oh god. Karen avlana seri.
Given 10 million ah 5 billion 10 million
10 billion
10 billion
oh billion
yes
you said million right
I said billion
billion
you had billion
I said yeah billion
oh I had million
so the three things I'll do is buy a bunch of gold
some or other I knew that that's like one of the things you would do you know?
No,
I don't know why
ingala purinjikano because I I'm
Kamlesh.
Kamlesh.
I was thinking Kamlesh.
I was thinking like I'm aware of this financial system.
Yeah,
so
yes.
In the
appreciating asset.
You know, as in yeah, it's appreciating asset. Because in the castle la irukla, it's actually backed by nothing. It's actually means nothing. So we use that value to buy something proper.
Digital gold or physical?
No, physical gold.
Okay.
Land and gold. Land and gold. So then remaining money, just give it away.
There's two things.
Gold, donate. Then third one will be actually going to start a restaurant.
Business.
Start a restaurant.
But why restaurant is the most one of the most challenging industries, no?
No, it's something I think is with that amount of money, right? I don't think you have you need to be
launder the black money.
Launder money lah. I have knowledge of anti-money laundering, so I will do the laundering.
இவருக்கும் எனக்கும் சம்பந்தம் இல்லை
ஐ நோ ஹவ் பீப்புள் லாண்டர் தேர் மணி ஸோ ஐ நோ நாட் வாட் டு டூ
you know what I would do with the 10
not
billion?
To do, sorry, yeah.
What I would do with the 10 billion, right? I would actually saw this concept in a movie. I found it quite interesting. I would actually give the 10, like, put aside like 200 million or whatever X amount. I'll give it to like 10 people, 20 people. Let them do whatever they want with it. Like, those, they can go study, education, start a business, etc., whatever. Because my belief is, if let's say, and you know the people and the nalla vandaka they will do more for the community
so donate la
it's not donating
philanthropy
yeah something like that and invest like not invest but I think start a charity where it focuses on sanitation and housing globally
interesting
yeah
what like sanitation
like proper sanitation proper toilet facility
you build toilets la
yeah yeah even like proper sanitary pads for like women war zones Africa etc like I think it's nariya per and is romba
they need it la huh?
yeah
actually true la
even like water and all that as well finally I'll use the money to buy a house but this house is away from humanity it's like you know the lake house I think I was telling you recently
pala billionaires la ipo ஆர்டிக் ஜோனில் இருந்தோம் ஆர்டிக் ஜோன் சில ரிமோட் ஏரியாவில் வந்து பங்கர்ஸ்லாம் கட்டிட்டுருக்காங்க லைக்
ஓ யா ஆக்சுவலி ஐ வுட் ஐல் டு கம்ப்ளீட்லி பில்ட் எ பேனிக்
இல்ல என்னோட
பங்கர்
அவே ஃபார் இன் தி மவுண்டன்ஸ்
யா ஃபார் மீ இஸ் லைக் யூ நோ ஜஸ்டிஸ் லீக் வந்து ப்ரூஸ் வேன் வந்து பென் அஃப்லெக்கோட பேட்மேன் வந்து யூ நோ ஹவுஸ் அட் தி
லேக் யா தட்ஸ் அ கிரீன் லேண்டர்ன் கேப் ரைட்
யா யா யா
தட்ஸ் மார்ஷியன் மேன் ஹண்டர்
மார்ஷியன் மேன் யா I'll build a house like that. Overlooks a waterfall and all that. Just me, the lake, the house.
I can never do that type of house.
Why?
I'll be very afraid of looking out at night.
No, no. Sorry, let me... At night, I'll probably have like shades coming down.
I'll still be afraid. Nah. I realized that holiday go poi when we stay, you know, in those New Zealand houses. Where
yeah, the
stay,
second house
one
we
particular
stayed.
House at the, by the ocean.
But the morning view was so beautiful.
That house, right, was exactly what you were saying. But number Singapore context la vaazhndittaanga andha maru edathula poi vaazhndittu you realize how much you are used to people
around
within
you.
Like 5 meters.
Five meters away from you, yeah.
It's a culture shock where on appadi poi ambonu oru edathula vittittu you realize that உதவி தேவைன்னா எங்கே போக யாராவது திடீர்னு உன் வீட்டுக்கு வந்தால் நீ யார் கிட்ட
பட் யூ நோ வாட் நாட் ஐ இஃப் ஐ எவர் டு தட் ஐ ஹேவ் எ பன்ச் ஆஃப் டாக்ஸ் வித் மீ
யா
லாட் ஆஃப் டாக்ஸ் வித் மீ லைக் லைக் ரியலி ப்ராப்பர் கட் டாக்ஸ்
I'll probably get dogs also lah. Like I because I think like no I'm wide in a way where I think I can stay away from humans. I think
it's
I've done it before.
I thought that
I've done it before. I've done it before. That's why I say I think.
Where?
During my army days, as in I was in my. Sorry, let me correct that statement. Not away from humans, but away from social interactions.
Army
bunk. இல்ல not in bunk.
Then
surgery முடிச்சிட்டு நான் வீட்ல தான் இருந்தேன்.
டேய். இவங்க கிட்ட எப்படி நான் பேச?
Completely you change the script da.
Oh wow.
Now you know like you know I was thinking about YouTube lende you'll see in the genre of YouTube.
Yeah.
No dialogue இருக்காது. You'll see like a old couple living in some mountains Azerbaijan or Iran or wherever lah. Old couple, no one would be around, maybe a few animals, cat, dog. They'll cook different food lah, like pizza or like more traditional, maybe lamb dumplings or something like that. So cook panitte, and the whole video will be, is just in silence. You just hear the surrounding, and we'll cut to like a B shot or right, B roll right, shot right. of like in the mountains.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a very therapeutic video. Let's say if I work lo vandhe enakku oru like romba stressful on a day. I'll just turn on those kind of videos and then just watch. It'll just I
switch off lah.
Switch off. Yeah. Switch off thing for me.
No, for me like even like talking to people like I is a recent another problem right? Like within my close circle I'm okay to but any new interactions right? I feel like I have to work double to actually go and put in the effort to talk. It's me. Yeah, the problem is me.
New interaction ah.
Yeah. I don't know why, but it's a recent problem I've been facing to start a conversation and to maintain that conversation, to maintain that relationship. I feel like it's work. It's a work I don't want to do.
Is it confidence?
No.
Problems?
It's just I'm too tired. Honestly, I'm just too tired.
I feel it's a confidence problem.
Yeah.
I don't think it's too tired.
Wait, sorry. Context is I'm not talking about like dating or stuff. I'm talking about client work. I'm talking about
client work. You're like,
I'm not talking about dating. Not talking about dating. I'm talking about like in general.
But yeah, I usually don't really initiate conversations lah. Even in like public places, like in lifts or something like that.
Yeah.
It's.
I can if somebody start. Yeah. I can
maintain.
Or conversation I can keep going.
Adu rolling la poiterpa. Yeah.
No problem. Yeah. But
I
start pannanu sonna
depends. I don't disturb you, don't disturb me la.
Enakku the social battery vandu romba
sensitive.
Ippo romba sensitive ah irukku yanthu. It's just like it's fucking drained. I'm like, nah, I'm done.
Brain send update to your body. Update. Then the battery just become.
Maybe, I don't know. Yeah. Do you all have any questions that you wanted to ask each other?
I had love for you.
What?
Can you shut up? That was the question. Okay, no, wait. So, I mean, on a serious level, now they're talking about interacting with people, right? At a young age, did you all enjoy interacting with new people?
Yeah. I actually
you did.
Loved the attention.
You?
No.
Really?
I was introvert / ambivert from the start. So,
From young, what I remember was apparently I loved the attention and I loved having people around.
Wait, attention? You loved attention?
When I was younger.
What? How young?
4, 5? 6? Wait, why? Why?
Yeah, we thought you were referring to like
14.
Oh, no.
4, 5. What? Hey, you can't talk about it. Nah, one day. Holiday, le poi taniya vandute paatha. Nee army bunk kitta koppai. Adhaavadhu paravala. Sondha veetle.
Yeah. Hey,
you're a tapa getter, man. You birth a good point, you
birth a speaking of that, we got a chance to see Undertaker, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
We got to see Undertaker, Triple H, Randy Orton, Seth Rollins.
Logan Paul?
Was he there? Yeah, you saw Logan Paul. Yeah, you saw Logan Paul. He's actually huge in real life.
Yeah, he's tall. He's a tall guy. Yeah.
No, like buff.
Buff.
I think younger he was a wrestler. He did some wrestling as a...
He looks like a star, la, to be honest.
So yeah, the aura is there. La, yeah. Huh? Evlo close apart, parting.
Logan Paul. La.
Everyone.
Number inger in the ka...
Logan Paul maybe at the kadavu from our studio kadavu to our studio the kitchen.
Ah,
lift thorandu the gate irukla.
Ama.
Anga andha mari.
Triple H Undertaker we saw like here to kadavu. The kadavu.
Hey, unmele Undertaker or Tamil da?
Undertaker is Tamil.
Undertaker is Tamil.
Hey, he during his show before he came already, the table got a Jack Daniels.
Oh, no, no. So, wait, let me give the context. Context and then I'm Undertaker show. Perf. WWE, we are wrestling fans, right?
Yeah.
So, the Perf, we went to watch.
Okay.
Undertaker had a show there, and we went to watch his show in a prison. In a prison,
actually. Yeah, Fremantle Prison.
That was, I think, Undertaker's first show in a prison.
Mm. Yeah, first ever. So, he himself came on, he's like, wow, this location. Because it's like a... Yeah. You know, the prisons, like, it's like a square concept, right?
Yeah.
And then, and the teddle is showing.
Yeah.
So, if you look at... So, if you look all around, it's just... And apparently, it was a maximum security prison.
Security prison.
So, wow. If you look all around, it's like old cottage-style buildings, like the bricks and mortar type of building. And at the Naduvula is the stage. So, we went inside, there was like refreshments on the field on the sides. Yeah. And the stage was in the middle of the field and all that. So, it was quite nice.
I mean... And
before Undertaker came out, right, he was actually at the side warming up. So, we were at the third row from the front. He was at the side warming up. Nobody can see, but from our angle, you can see his shadow.
Yeah.
You can see his shadow, like, very large on the wall.
I was telling you.
I saw the shadow first, but I didn't register if there was Undertaker. I thought some camera crew or something. Well, I was wondering, he's an Undertaker. Then we saw the shadow moving, like, exactly warm.
The Undertaker.
I said, hey, Undertaker.
Like, wow, damn. I mean, some people say he's washed up, he's old, but bro, he's childhood.
Yeah, it's childhood. Like, in my opinion, I mean, if you watch wrestling at the era that, from my personal view, I was watching since the 90s. So, I started watching Undertaker. My earliest memory of Undertaker was when he was wearing the grey gloves. I think he retired that in 94. But I have faint memories of that. And the purple gloves was when I was full-fledged Undertaker family. So, I have been following since at that time. So, so to me, it's like a childhood hero, Mari. So, and I got into wrestling before football. So to me, it's like how seller youngsters could maybe at United fans when they're young, they look at Giggs, Beckham, and the Mari. For me, it was before that.
First time seeing him?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the only time I saw him. He was my childhood dream because young time, Undertaker actually came to Singapore 2002. There was a tour. But the deal I had struck was na example Olga Senja and the wrestling show Gopola. Olga Sayla so na show Gopola. So Sonda Sambatiatla, I went to go for this one. So it's like, cause I thought opportunity had passed. Because I thought, because he retired sometime back already. Then I thought, okay, like, I'm never going to see. So it's okay. It's just what it is. But when this opportunity came, also, I actually didn't buy the ticket when it first came out. But then, number one, a friend or thing, he was going and he posted. Then I just told at home, I said, poga va. They said, chinna slend astana poire. Then I messaged him, okay, we just go.
Good la.
Yeah, after that, like once he messaged me, like, okay, la, screw it, la, just go la. Now or never.
But the funny thing about that is, right, he was on stage. You see, this show on the concept, on the Undertaker, on the Tanya, on the Pesi Rupare, it's like a stand-up storytelling show, like a Dave Chappelle sort of thing. But it's not meant to be a comedy show. It's more like, honestly, it's just storytelling. And the show, imagine this, okay, this is my audience perspective. I'm the audience, and I'm looking at the stage there. So the stage is on this, it's a rectangle, right, all stages. And on the side, right, from our angle, you can see this bald guy look like...
Daddy was chipped,
yeah. Very dark. It's like exactly as dark as this, honestly. Mm. Like behind the board, the soundboard.
Yeah.
You can see some guy there, but you don't know who it is. Then Undertaker suddenly talking. Then he said, then he was talking, suddenly talking about Triple H. Then he talked about Triple H. Then he talked the story about Triple H. Then he asked, do you all want to meet him?
Yeah.
Then he like, psych! What a watcher.